Perfect. So first off, so this summer we're gonna go through First John, and so that's what we're gonna be going through. And so if you wanna open up to First John 1:5, just tell me when you guys get there. Overall, it's kind of near the back of the Bible.
Wait, what page?
I don't know your pages. 1 John 1:5.
Way near the back button.
Way near the back.
Oh, that's Silas.
1 John.
John.
Way near the end.
Yeah. Alright. So you guys are all there?
1 John.
Yeah. Okay.
Not the gospel. It's just
chapter?
1. Okay. So, if you can bow your heads and pray. Dear Lord, may we all be able to absorb this message in our hearts and allow this to be applied to our lives in such a way that we will be able to proclaim the good news of your son's life, death, and resurrection. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So, to give you guys a little bit of background of 1 John. 1 John was written, John wrote it to Christians, I forget exactly where they were, but somewhere in the Middle East, and they wrote it to them to say, believe in Christ, because people have already left the church and started denying who Christ really is. They denied that he was God and Lord overall. So he wrote the letter for this purpose. Okay. So does anybody want to read, or do you guys want me to read? Okay. I guess I'll read. Okay. So from verse 5. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. So, when I read that, I thought of the story of when I first came here. My first night, I was at the Spencer's, and this is the light and dark contrast. I live in their basement, basically. And it kind of sounds scary. I live in a basement, but their basement's really nice, and you guys are pretty much, some of you guys were there at the pool party. So, yeah, it's a pretty nice place, but at night, it gets so dark where I can't see a single thing. And the next morning, I got kind of embarrassed because I'm like, do you guys have a nightlight? Because I'm like, I need to be able to see, because I was awake at like midnight because of the time change coming from California. And I'm like, this is so dark and I need a place to be able to see all around me so I know exactly where I'm going in their house. So I had to ask for that nightlight. It was kind of embarrassing though. But anyway, I did that, and once I put it in, and the next night came around, I was like, wow, there's a lot of light where I can actually am able to see what is all around me. So, once that happened, and I read this passage, and I was like, oh, wow, like, the light and dark contrast, I get it now. Like, good works, if we have the light, which is Christ, if we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, we are able to really show this light and love towards others, and then by showing them the love towards others, we can help them see the Lord, Jesus, and when we do that, they can become Christians. So, do you guys have a time in your life when you guys were like in darkness, if you guys were ever there, like in complete darkness and you didn't know what to do? Yes. COVID? Yeah. Ooh, that's a good one. What about that? Like, really... Well, everything, right? Like, being online for school.
Yeah.
That's actually a good one. I never thought about that. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, so... That really was a dark time. I'm really reflecting on my COVID experience. And it's probably different from your guys' COVID experience being closer to, like, New York and stuff. So, yeah. But then... So, about, like, how this light has transformed my life. I was at Acme the other day. And I saw this old man. And he was super... It was raining, and he had a bag over his head, and he's walking to his car, and I felt so bad for him. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go up to him and share my umbrella with him, because I'm like, I just felt so bad for him, because he was walking, and he looks old, and you know, old people, they kind of like walk like this really slowly, and like, I just felt bad for him. I'm like, I need to help him. So I helped him walk into his car, and I'm like, he's like, thank you. Like, and I'm like, I could have made his day because of that, for obvious reasons. I was like, wow. I really could have changed his day. Like, you know, I could have made him happy. So I kind of felt good after that. And I'm like, I showed him the light of Christ in just doing that simple action. Not because I had to, but because I wanted to in an earnest way. Not to get a reward, but just to be really happy in giving him safety from the rain. So he wouldn't, you know, get rain all over him. So that was like a really good, way I showed light. And have you guys showed light to any person recently? Anyone? Yeah?
Yeah, so last night, I normally stay up late.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this blanket that I really like to have.
Yeah.
And my brother wanted that blanket
mm-hmm.
to sleep in, and I let him have that blanket.
Wow. That's really nice. That's really nice. Yeah. See? You showed him the light? I mean, you were being selfless with your brother, so, and, you know, siblings, I don't know how many of you guys have siblings, they're kind of annoying, right? I mean, they really kind of are, but overall, like, being selfless towards them can really help you bond with them in a lot of ways, so, yeah.
But right after school, my friend was trying to clean out his locker, because he gets a car home.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked to the pub collaborate, which is a mile down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And everything in his locker just came out.
Oh.
Like his locker was just like,
mm-hmm.
like, his locker wouldn't even shut all the way.
Oh.
And when he went to go open it, a bunch of things fell everywhere. I'm just sitting there at the other end of the hallway, hear this big crack. And then my friend calls me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I can see you're over there. And I go help him, and then I'm sitting there for like 20 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you help him like clean it up?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
We didn't really get that close to done.
That's really good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad you helped your friend. Yeah, that's really cool. It's really good. So, how we can apply this to our lives, being nice to others, being kind, with a genuine heart to help others, that's really important because it shows that God is in us and it can actually lead others to Christ because just by... saying who Jesus is doesn't really convince people, but showing actions through your love towards others can really show the light of Christ. So that's kind of what I really got out of it, and that's what I would like to apply to my life. I'm sure you guys would like to apply it to your lives too. And in closing, God is light, and in him, suffering is gone when you follow God, no matter what you do. Like, when you follow God with an earnest heart, results will be fruitful and not, like, a bad fruit, meaning, like, it won't come from this, like, root of evil that you want to do good, but rather, you'd want to do good for actually a good purpose. So, yeah, I hope you guys can apply this to your life. Alright, let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this message, and may these students apply it to their lives and all the leaders here as well, and that they may give light to their neighbors, their friends, and random strangers that they meet, that they may know that they are following Jesus and that Jesus is in their lives. In In Jesus' name, amen.